This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And welcome to the Asexuals Anonymous podcast, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. We love hearing from you, as always. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. The podcast Instagram is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast. My Instagram is AmyButler96 and my TikTok is AmyButler66, AmyButler66. All of those are platforms where you can message, DM and get in touch. Send in messages of stories, advice, any questions, anything you want really, even if it's just to say hi and let us know that you exist in the world. Let's get on with this week's episode. Oh, before I do, remember to download, rate, subscribe, comment if you fancy, and also give the socials a following on YouTube and Instagram, because we want to push those numbers, see how far we can get before the new year. But yeah, let's get on with this week's episode. Hello and welcome to episode 33. I think it's episode 33. Does it say up here? No, it doesn't. Brilliant. I'm guessing it's episode 33. With me and my anonymous friend. Hello, anonymous friend.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I'm here.
You are here. Also, I don't have my headphones in this week, so we have to be careful not to chat over each other.
I know, I'm trying to be really, really respectful and not interrupt you.
Me too. It's going to be difficult, but we'll see if we can manage it.
We'll try.
How have you been? How's your week been? How are you?
I am tired.
You're tired?
And I'm cold.
Yeah. Oh no, to be fair, today it's been hot. No? Not for you?
No, actually it's not been that bad. I've been outside quite a bit today. But I'm the type of person that wears shorts until like December.
Because you are insane. The physio at work does that. She's like, you will never see me in a pair of trousers, even if it's icy.
I hate trousers. Well, I hate like work, like trousers that I'd wear for work. I just wear shorts for work, so.
Fair. I think that's fair. No, we were filming outside today and it was really hot. And because it's been really cold, everyone's been asking for layers. So they layered us up. And everyone was like sweating so bad. It was so hot. But yeah, nice. Okay, what else? You've been cold?
I've been cold. I've been tired. All the really positive things.
Okay. Is this how we're feeling this week? Cold and tired?
Yeah, you know what? Tell you what. I've been in my feelings this week.
Have you? Also, we've not had a catch-up yet, so this could be another chaotic vibe of a podcast. But yeah, you've been emosh.
I've just been deep in my feelings, but it's okay. I'm riding the waves, I'm moving swiftly through.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those, you know when you have those moments that we talk about in life, the ups, the downs?
Yeah, I do.
Feel like I'm on a bit of a down.
Oh, no. Oh, I need to get over there ASAP, don't I?
Yeah, we'll have a little spoon together in bed, a platonic spoon, and we'll watch a movie together.
A platonic spoon. There we go. There's the title of this week's episode.
Get yourself over here, girl. Give me a platonic spoon.
Who doesn't love a platonic spoon? Oh, it's my fave.
Oh, asexuals love a platonic spoon, I think. Because there's no, like, it's just a spoon.
It's just a spoon. There's nothing else involved.
No forking, no knives, no other cutlery. Just a spoon.
Oh, goodness. I've suddenly...
What about you, babes?
I've suddenly got a wave of anxiety because I've just realised we've not done, like, a test for the sound for this. And I'm just...
YOLO.
But we're just going to YOLO it. Yeah, the sound is awful. I can only apologise, really.
I said YOLO the other day and a child responded and said, "What is that?" And I said, YOLO, you only live once. And they were like, is that what old people say?
Oh,
and I
God.
Felt violated.
It's weird because...
And then I thought, you know what? It is like very circa 2008.
Yeah, very much
and
so.
And the child in question that I was talking to was born in 2015.
Oh, God, what a horrible thought.
Maybe that's contributing to the down at the minute. I feel like a little old bitty bitch.
Oh, no. We're not old. We're not.
You're younger than me.
You're not old. Well, I was going to say to someone today, YOLO. And then I was like, that's actually not, like, in a serious conversation as well, because they're just, like, you know, going through life decisions and shit. And I just wanted to be like, YOLO.
YOLO.
You know? Oh, I actually just cringe at myself just thinking about it.
Oh, but I'm a walking cringe anyway, so it's...
Ooh.
I've accepted my fate as an old person. I'm just a walking cringe.
Thank you.
How are you, babes? You all right? You good?
I won't lie. I've got a fat thumb. Fat thumb. It's bruised. I've chucked my ring back on, but today we were playing volleyball at work, which is quite funny because that's not the sport that this show is about. But we were playing volleyball and it got intense and I don't play volleyball, you know, so I don't know how you do it. And I hit the ball wrongly and now I've got a fat thumb. And as you know, but I'm going to have to tell the listeners because it's been a dramatic day. I also ran over a pothole on my way home and I had to be rescued by some people from set at work. And then I had
You've
to
gone
pull
through
over.
It.
I got through it and then I had to pull over three times to pump my tyre up, like at the services, on roads. Oh, it was horrible. I was on the phone to my mum the whole way home and I was holding my breath, I think, for about an hour and a half.
Just to make sure you got home.
Do you know what I mean? Not that that made a difference. It's funny because I was like really tense at the wheel and I was thinking, I may as well just relax because it's not going to make a difference. Do you know what I mean?
No, it'll be what it'll be.
Yeah, literally.
That's why I love working from like 4 minutes from my house.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a real convenience.
I'm so jealous. But other than that...
It's also a bit of a hindrance, but...
Yeah. Other than that, genuinely, last week was a bit of a moody week, but this week, because I came on my period, I've been jolly as.
Woo!
It has such a difference. And yesterday, I just felt like I'd been reborn. My brain fog was nearly gone. Today, I've been, like, very, like, just grateful for people and work and... Like, I've just been, like, in a good mood. And everyone was like, you're in such a good mood today. And, like, hugging and having a laugh and, like, you know, just, like, loving life, which is...
Radiating positivity.
Yeah. And there's always a bit of drama at work as well. And I just have no idea what's going on. And I'm always, like, a bit out of it, which I kind of love, you know.
Yeah, but do you know what? Your personality, you are a very, like... I just feel like you're, like, the sun... And I'm the moon.
Aww. I feel like... And like
that was,
being
a that
moon
was a bit
is...
gay, wasn't it?
But being the moon
is
like kind of...
I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I am gay.
Oh, crikey, crikey. Right, we let's get on.
Shut up, shut up.
Shut up now. No. I don't know. I genuinely don't know if I've got much else to say, to be honest.
Well, that's fine. You can be the sun and I'll be the moon.
Yeah. I've actually got a moon
I love
tattoo. You
it.
need to get a sun tattoo.
I have a sun tattoo.
Do
I also
you?
have a moon.
Do you? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It's not
Right.
really in a place that anyone would ever see.
Where is it?
It's not in a place where people see. I'll
Is it
show
your
you next
mum?
time. No.
Gonna show me next
I've
time?
got. I'll show you. Well, I mean, I can show you
Show me it now.
after the podcast.
Oh,
Yeah,
she's getting it out.
but when I start getting it out, you'll go, that's why. Let me just.
Have I seen it
Oof.
before?
I don't see why you would have seen it.
Oh, okay. I'm
This is like,
interested.
this is a lot of skin. This is a lot of skin
Wow.
to be showing right now. Good job people can't see me.
Cute though. Have you got all your
Thanks.
tattoo? Have you got all your tattoos on that side of your body?
I've got tattoos everywhere. One day I'll do a tattoo tour for you, but
When you're
well,
non-monogamous.
not a full tattoo tour because I feel like I'd have to be just nude.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, no.
Right. This
We're not that
week,
kind of friends.
we're not that kind of friends. We're platonic, okay?
You can platonically see me naked.
It's my favorite type of seeing people naked.
Can come round and we'll play Naked Attraction.
Right. Let's get on with this
You
email.
said it was going to be chaos. Right, start. Start the actual proper podcast. Go.
Oh my goodness. As always, we've been having lovely emails. Thank you so much to everybody who writes in. Nothing gets missed, by the way. We're just working our way through reading them out on here. So genuinely, thank you so much. And also, we do see the ones on Instagram and TikTok, and we've like screenshotted them and put them in the email list. So we'll get round, I promise. So this week on the email, we have an anonymous person. So they say, "Hi, Amy, an anonymous friend. Thank you for doing the podcast and for the fun and informative TikTok videos over the past few years." Brackets, Amy. Because you've not done any TikTok videos, have you, anonymous friend?
No, I have not.
You just stalk my TikTok,
I do.
which is absolutely fine. That's what it's there for. There we go. I've just moved my screen so I can see both you and the email.
Oh,
Right.
lovely.
Getting into the main part, it goes, "I'll share a little about me if that's interesting to you at all. Brackets, after hearing so much about you both. Brackets. Please keep my name anonymous if you care to read any of this on the podcast. Thanks. I'm 31, male, he, him, living in the upper Midwest of the US. Boo." Let me put some character into that. That was ridiculous. "Boo. The US and our awful president and many other leaders right now. I'm so ashamed." Yeah, that's pretty shit.
Preach.
Preach. "I identify somewhere on the demi slash grey range for both aromanticism and asexuality, and think I'm probably sex neutral or a little favourable. It's really comforting to hear about and relate to others' experiences, brackets, yours and people who write in, brackets, with asexuality, romanticism, aromanticism, dating, intersectionality, etc. I'm always seeking out new writers and creators to find more experiences to relate to and to grow my acceptance of who I am. I really related to Amy's experience in Ep 25 at 20 minutes in about desiring cuddling slash kissing, but also so sorry, but so sorry to hear about the terrible therapist." Oh God, yeah, I'd remember.
It's, do you know what? It's just made me think it's so mad that we've done like whatever you said, 33
Yeah.
episodes. Like
How have you?
I remember doing the first few, which were like slightly different format and stuff. And I just didn't think it would get to like what this is. And it's very, very cool.
Yeah. That's so true. How have we ha had like 30 plus hours of talking to do? Like, how?
Well, me and you could talk about anything. Like, the first time we hung out was like 4 or 5 hours. So
that's very true. To be fair, it's glad to know like we've got more to talk about as well. Do you know what I mean?
And it's nice to hear like individual kind of like throwbacks to different episodes that someone has gone. Yeah, like that's a very specific throwback to something that we've said, and it's nice to know that what we're saying is being listened to and also agreed with, and it's kind of helping someone, which is why these emails are so nice, like because we get to hear it from the other perspective. Because me and you could just waffle on, but you don't always get the feedback of what the impact is on someone else. So it's actually nice, and it's always positive.
It's crazy, isn't it? I feel like I can't deep it too much because it is wild.
Preach.
Preach. Carrying on. I feel so much the same.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I should have carried on that sentence before. Stop it. Sorry.
Bye.
Sorry about it. I was telling a therapist I was seeing a couple years ago about walking around a lake in my city one day and seeing all of these couples having a nice time walking while holding hands, and it was just painful to me that day. Suppressing that and staying busy with friends/hobbies/work is how I deal with it. Oh, the suppressing of it is a task.
Suppression is depression.
Oh, that's deep, isn't it? Don't know how I feel about that.
It is, though. Yeah, but suppressing things is not like, I can't think of a reason why suppressing something would be a positive thing.
Yeah. Shout. Preach.
Sorry to make it like deep.
That was deep. Oh, thank God there's a new paragraph. Right. Let's get out of this deep hole. I feel a little unique, brackets, which may or may not be true, brackets, in that I've had 3 shorter relationships, 2 non-sexual ones when I was a teenager at 16 and 17, and one that had a few sexual experiences at age 20, but nothing since. I also consider these young love, in quotations, and much different than what I would see in myself or peers for today as adults. Especially by age 20, I felt like I was living the world differently than others. I saw people around me getting into relationships so easily, and it felt like something I'd do or focus on when I'm older. All of a sudden, people were out here having sex and stuff, and I was like, whoa, when did that happen? We're young. Mind you, I'm in college at this point. The relationship I had at 20, I think, was mostly out of wanting a relationship, and I heard that a friend had feelings for me, which helped me make it a little more interested, and developed some small attraction, reciprocal sexual/romantic? Question mark. Oh yeah, that's when like someone fancies you, so then you kind of fancy them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I struggled the whole time with knowing she was much more attracted to me than I was to her, and ended things after a few months when I could tell that wasn't going to change for me. I heard the term demisexuality when I was 20 or 21 and knew of at least one asexual person in my school, but I dismissed it for myself at the time. Brackets, but it always stuck around in the back of my head. Brackets. By age 27, I explored asexuality and aromanticism some more and started to come to terms with things a little more. Though I don't talk about it with my friends a whole lot. They've been great though, and none of my family know. Well, now I'm 31 and I still come up with excuses to not try dating. I'm too busy that week, the apps are terrible, dating in general is grueling, how to handle telling people I'm aero, ace, spec, etc. I find myself back to saying, oh, that's something I'll try later when I'm older. What's weighed on me is that it's been 11 years since I've had a partner or done any of the things you traditionally do with a partner, brackets sexual or not. And that is something I'd like to experience again, with the right person, if and after attraction forms for me. I struggle with finding a balance of really accepting who I am with my aero spec experience, but also with a desire, brackets, and honestly fear after living my entire adult life single, brackets, to find a partner someday. I have some wonderful friends, volunteer with some local advocacy groups, and have joined an ace group in my city a few times as well. But no matter how busy and fulfilled I am in most of my life, the desire, curiosity of, and social pressure to have a partner just itches at me. That feels like a little weird to say from an aero spec person, but it's a spectrum and I think that's an experience for many, right? I'm curious to hear if there are any other listeners or yourselves who have some struggles like this, or people who have felt a little more, quotations, normal, when a later teenager and then comes to terms with their identity a bit later into adulthood. I'm always looking out for hearing about the grey and demi experiences of others too. I'm curious to hear about any experiences or second guessing oneself in their identity. Thanks for taking the time to read this and for the work you do to make the podcast and share our information about asexuality and aromanticism. Oh, that is an email I feel very connected to, actually, and resonate a lot with.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And like that desire to like have a normal relationship. Sometimes I kind of go through phases. And I don't know if this is the right way to describe it, but I kind of go through phases where I like, I'm a bit obsessed with the idea. I won't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But I get a bit like obsessed and fixated on being like, I have to do this. I want to do this. And then, you know, 2-3 days later, I'll be like, no, I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't need that.
I don't need
but
that.
But I agree that you kind of, I think it's hard when you see something and you not haven't necessarily experienced it and you kind of go, I would like to experience it to see what it's like, see if it's something that fits me. Or if you have been in relationships, you kind of, not even necessarily in a relationship, if you dated people and stuff like that, you kind of latch on to, I remember, like for me, I always remember like the positive feelings and latch onto that and I'm like, I miss that.
Mm.
And it makes me go, I want that bit again, but doesn't necessarily mean that actually it's the right fit for me. It's just, you just kind of fixated and kind of fantasizing about something that you've built up in your head and you've imagined in your head. So it's obviously going to be perfect in your imagination because you've thought of it, whereas yeah. The reality might be completely different. So yeah, it's hard.
I think that's a massive thing I struggle with, is like, I've got such an idea in my head that's just like, it, like reality just isn't the same as what's in your head. Do you know what I mean? Like, very rarely is anything how I imagined it to be.
Yeah, and sometimes that's a good thing because actually what it does is it, like, surpasses what you thought it could be and it's better than what you thought. It's different, but it's better.
Mm.
And you never would have imagined it that way. But also sometimes you imagine it a certain way because that's the way that you would like it to be, because that's your imagination, it's your idea and your picture of something, so it doesn't necessarily match what you'd actually thought you wanted.
Yeah,
so it can be a positive or negative thing.
And it's not even just like in relationship life, it's literally in everything that I do. It's like, if I'm going to do a show, if I'm going to do I don't know, like, meet some friends and socialise. Like, I imagine how things are going to go, and it's just never the way.
No.
Which is something to learn from, I guess. It's like, just don't have... You can, like, dream of it, or you can, like, think about how it might go, but just don't have any expectations and just take things at face value and how it happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I was chatting to some of my friends the other day, and we were chatting about, like, situationships and things like that, because one of my friends is, like, situationship has ended, and she's very upset about it, and she was like, I don't even understand why I'm so upset. It's not like he was my boyfriend or we were together or anything like that. And it was one of them things where we were kind of sat around and one of the other girls went, yeah, but you're trying to heal from something that you imagined what it would be like. You imagined what it would be like to get into a relationship with this person. You imagined what it would be like, yeah, and saw an imaginary future with this person. And that's all gone now. And you have to get over what you imagined. But what you imagined was perfect for you. So it's really hard to get over it when you're getting over something that actually hasn't happened, but in your head was perfect. And also, there was no kind of, like, negative thing. Like, normally when people break up, it's because of some kind of reason. Like, you know, someone's cheated, or you've fallen out of love, or something bad has happened, or... Not 100% of the cases, but there's none of that. It's just, you just have to detach from this person who you've built a connection with and you've imagined the situation with, and you have to just detach from that. And I think sometimes it's hard, and I find it hard especially because I lean more on, like, the emotional feeling side of things with relationships rather than the sexual side of things in a relationship. Yeah. So you, and she's not ace either. Like, she's just straight as they come, like, all that stuff, like, social norms to a T. But she was even saying the same things of, like, you know, I'm this age now, I should be settled down, I should be having a kid, I should be doing this. And it's kind of like, it doesn't really necessarily matter which spectrum you sit on, who you fall in love with, how you identify. There's a lot of social norm pressure.
Yeah, that's really, really true. And also, I think that's something we need to remember, like, everyone's feeling the social norms pressure. It's not just, like, a non-universal, or it's a universal feeling. Like, it's not just exclusive to asexuality. As much as there are, like, exclusive feelings for us aces, like, there's a lot of also mutual feelings with allo people. Is it allo? Which is, yeah, it's nice to remember that, like, there are still people feeling the same and can understand aspects of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it just presents different challenges with, like, sitting in somewhere else within spectrums and identifying as something else. It just adds further challenges. But actually, if you strip it back to just what it is, everyone feels those social norms and those pressures, and I want what they've got.
Mm.
Regardless, it's just sometimes it's easier.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of stuff in this email that could have been written, like, by me. Like, I had really young relationships, and when I realised actually they like me far more than I like them, I broke it off with them, and it just felt really like shit. So I was like, I don't like anyone. Like, what's going on? And that was really, obviously at that time I didn't even know this existed, so that was a hard time. But also, I didn't at the time. I felt like I was so young that I was like, oh. Like what they say in the email, oh, it will happen. It will come around. I'm still young. It's something that will happen when I'm older. And now I'm older. And I'm still thinking it's something that's going to happen when I'm older. Do you know what I mean? But then I'm like, how old? When do I reach the older stage? And I'm, if I really
think
at that stage now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's true. And the thing that, like, I kind of, like, was linked quite closely to was, you know, wanting something but not wanting to do anything about it. We've said this loads of times.
Yes.
And there's so many, I've seen so many TikToks where it's like people sat on the couch and they're like, how I expect to meet the love of my life when I literally don't leave the house, don't talk to anyone and don't go on any dates. And it was like, you hear a knock at the door and then they turn around and they go, I'm here, I'm the love of your life. And it's like, that's how I would like to...
That's literally what is in my head. I'm like, someone's going to walk into my life and it's fine. Oh God, I don't know how realistic that is. I mean, we can hope and pray.
Yeah.
Oh,
if that's God. Your thing, pray for it.
God, I was praying for my car earlier.
Listen, whatever works, whatever makes you feel better.
Whatever makes you feel better. Yeah, that was a good one to relate to as well. I'm just looking through it now. Yeah, like, I'm
you know
too
else
busy.
Is quite cool. You go to like there's like a this they said about something about an ace group and like connecting yeah. with other ace people. That's very cool. I like that.
I wonder how that is. Is there one in London? There must be one in London. We just got to find it.
Yeah, but we've said this before, and then we get scared.
Yeah, I don't really want to go. It scares me.
It maybe scared me kind of emailing. Well, not email. I didn't email you. It scared. It did kind of give me a bit of like, am I actually going to send this message to this person on TikTok about being asexual?
Oh God. Yeah, it does scare me.
And that was just me messaging one person. And then I was kind of like, you know, I've got nothing to lose. And the worst that can happen is she ignores me or whatever.
It's easier like that, though, isn't it? Online, like, you can almost pretend you didn't do it. But in person, like, that's real. That's, like, real. That's real life. Do you know what I mean? That's not social media. It's reality.
No, it's true.
But, that's like, true. They literally say, oh, where did it go? Oh, God. Oh, I've got something in my head. In my eye, even. Oh, where? I literally just had it. Oh, so the excuses are, I'm too busy that week, the apps are terrible, dating in general is grueling, how to handle telling people I'm aerospec, and then going back to saying that's something I'll try when I'm older. That's me to a T. That's so me. I'm like, I'm too busy.
Did you anonymously email yourself?
I think this email's me. In US form.
Yeah.
Oh God. They say, curious to hear if there are any other listeners or yourselves who may have struggles like this, or people who have felt a little more normal in quotations when a later teenager and then come to terms with this identity a bit later into adulthood. This could be
yes,
me.
Us.
This is us.
Which in some ways, like, I don't know about you, but when you read these emails to me and like I can make connections with them, it immediately just makes me feel better.
Yeah
because obviously I've got you and we're very very close and there's a lot of similarities with our situations, and that makes me feel so much better about how I identify and feeling like comfortable with it. But then you just hear another person and another person and another person and you just go, actually we talk about being normal all the time. There's so many of us and so many people emailing that in lots of ways this is just a different type of normal. This is our normal, and so don't need to be bothered about it at all. Like we're the same as, you know, loads of male and females from literally around the world. So it's like you do have your days where you go, this sucks and I want to be quote unquote normal. But what that actually means is I want to be quote unquote, I want to be the same as people who aren't ace, because it would be easier. But then actually you sit and you think about it, and would it be easier after I'm sitting there with my friend who's going through her situationship and feeling rubbish about it? So would it necessarily be easier? Yes, in some ways it would. But in a lot of ways, it would just be the same type of stuff to deal with, just in a different form.
It's that age-old saying, isn't it? The grass is always greener. But is it?
Yeah, I mean, I used to say that to my nan, and my nan used to say to me, the grass is only green wherever you water it. You need to make your grass green.
I knew you were going to say that, you know. Something about watering and making the grass greener.
Mm.
Yeah, so true.
Like, if you want grass that's green on the side of your... Because I think they're saying something like the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And my nan used to be like, why are you bothered what's on the other side of the fence? Make your side of the fence nice. That's your side of the fence. You're not going to jump over, are you?
That's so true. Love that. I love
Better
that.
Better get water in then. Put some weed killer down. Get the lawnmower out.
It's So funny. So funny. Do you know what I've been... This is actually a little bit random, but on subject of asexuality. Do you know what? Sometimes I struggle with when people are like, so you only want to have sex with people like after you've got a bond with them, or after you know them, or after you actually figure out that you like them, etc, etc. And I'm like, well, I think there's a bit more to it than that, but that's definitely like a sense of it. And then they're like, well, what kind of like makes you ace then? And I feel like recently I've kind of like been questioning like what it is. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, yeah, that's true. And also, but I'm also baffled sometimes by people who are like, who don't need that connection. Like, obviously, it's not something I experience, so it's not something I can understand it to an extent. Do you know what I mean? Like, I totally respect it and I understand it, but I'm like, would you not want to have, like, how can you just trust people? And how can you just have a good time with a randomer? Do you know what I mean? But obviously, people
do. Yeah, no, don't, like, listen, if you ain't hurting anyone, don't you want?
Yeah.
But I think it does go a bit deeper than that, because obviously there's people who don't identify as ace, who don't sleep around.
Nothing and they need that deep around, connection.
If that's what you want to do. And they do need that deep connection. I think it goes more towards the actual feeling of sexual attraction.
Mm.
I think that is, like, for me anyway, like...
And then...
That's the thing that makes the aceness more, not the actual I'll have sex with you if we've got emotional connection. It's actually, first of all, I have to feel that sexual attraction, which comes with the emotional connection.
Mm.
So I think that's kind of where I am more in the spectrum.
And then I'm also questioning, like, is sexual attraction the want to have sex with someone? Do you know what I mean? I just feel like I've got questions that I had at the beginning, and I have educated myself on this, but I feel like I'm just going backwards a bit. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, I feel like I can feel attraction towards someone, but I still like don't necessarily want to have sex with them. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, is that...
So then that's probably the thing that makes you ace, is the lack of sexual attraction. That's, I know we don't like saying lack of, but
do
that,
I feel...
that will be the thing, I would say.
I'm
not a scientist or whatever.
I don't know.
Psychologist.
I'm like, am I feeling sexually attracted to someone? But then when it would get down to it, I'm like, no. Do you know what I mean? That's what I feel like I'm...
Possibly, but I think... Is that you just getting in your head about stuff?
Do you know what I mean? I don't know. And then am I sometimes I think, am I asexual or am I just a fraud? And I am just like deep in things way too much, and I've got like trust issues, and like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, who am I? what is going on?
You can't say that I went deep. That was very, very deep. Jeez.
I don't know where these questions are coming from. They're literally just...
I would say this. Yeah, but this is why these emails are so good, because they make you ask yourself questions and then you actually have to address it. But I would say this. I'm going to say, I don't think you would go to this much time and effort to research and podcast and TikTok if you were actually a fraud. So I don't think you're a fraud. I think that is absolutely not an option. I think that possibly sometimes, and I've gone through this too, when you back away from it so much because you stick in with your label, I think sometimes you just have to push yourself out of your comfort zone, which I've done this year, by the way, and in lots of ways it's been so nice and so good, and I've been like, okay, clarity. But also it has, and you obviously know the ins and outs of my situation, it sucks at the same time. But I think the only way of figuring those things out is actually pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. But if you are not ready to do that, then there's like, don't, because it won't work and you'll just be uncomfortable. And the actual experiment of you trying to figure things out will not work. You have to just work yourself to a point where you're like, I want to try this and give certain aspects a go. I'm not saying, you know, go out, gung ho and be like, right, Who wants to have sex? Let's go. But
let's just do it.
I think sometimes as well, like, I got so comfortable just being like, I'm ace, I'm not doing it, I'll just be by myself with my little podcast friend forever and my friendships, and I'm comfortable with that. Then was kind of thrust into a situation which was out massively out of my comfort zone, which has then made me question a lot and realise, actually, I got comfortable with that because it was easy to do, but it's not necessarily what I want.
Right, okay. That's really interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I guess, like, by putting yourself into those situations, like, out of your comfort zone, you realise what you do want and what you don't want, and you get more clarity on the way you feel, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm more, like, in lots of ways, I'm very much more comfortable with knowing what I would like and who I would like and what I would like to do.
Okay.
It's kind of added a lot more questions, and it's added a lot more, like, oh, now that I kind of know a little bit about what I want, I'm going to actually have to go and seek that out, which is not the fun part. But I think I got comfortable being comfortable, and it was easier to pack things into a box and not address them.
Yeah, see, that's where I think I'm at.
Need to dust your box off, get your box out the cupboard. And get your box out the closet, dust it off.
I need a little sort through.
Yeah. But then the only thing about it is when you're unpacking your box, you have to do things that you go, oh, I really like that, or, oh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm so, like, tired and busy and everything like that. And that is massively an excuse. People make time for what they want to make time for and who they want to make time for. But it is trying to find someone who is right for you. It shouldn't be difficult, but getting into that situation, it is difficult and it is exhausting at times. And you don't normally actively go, I'm going to do this thing that's potentially going to drain my emotions, that's going to possibly make me really happy, then really sad, possibly is going to work, isn't going to work, and it's going to just make me tired. Mm. Normally you don't look at situations and go, oh, I will do that. Like, if someone said, here's a project at work and it's really confusing, you're going to have to do things you don't like doing. It might go well, but actually there's a lot of chance it might go wrong. You're not going to go, yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, true. True. Also, I think
go ahead.
No, because I'm kind of changing the subject a bit.
I just think, like, a lot of my friends, for example, met their significant others and their partners and their husbands and their wives. They either met them when they were young and it was kind of like a natural, like, they were friends first, or they met them at work, or those people were dating, like, lots of people and were happy just going out with a few different people and stuff like that. So I think it times have changed with it as well.
Yeah, I get that. It's interesting. I think as well, one aspect of it is, like, I think in parts of my life, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. So, like, I'm a perfectionist with, like, I don't know, parts of my life. And I sometimes think, like, oh, what if I go out with someone and I get, like, really close and it's, like, it gets almost, like, quite serious. I feel like in the back of my head I'm always like, what if there's someone better? What if they're not? I don't know. I think in my head, whenever I've dated someone or, like, gone on dates or whatever, I'm always like, what if there's someone better? What if they're not the right person? Or, like, I'm guessing you'll know when you meet them. Like, you won't, the right person for you, you won't be thinking, is there someone better or is there this? I'm guessing that's what happens. But
yeah, right, the thing is, that's exactly it. Like, I've seen this quote and I've heard it so many times. Actually, I'll tell you a story that's quite bad because it's from when I was very, very young.
Okay.
I was friends with one of the guys in like school. I think it must have been secondary school. So again, like we're talking like year 7, year 8.
Which is like and 12.
Yeah, like it's very young. And it's when people had boyfriends and girlfriends and didn't do anything with them. And there was a guy who I was very close friends with. And I would say that I felt like I had a bit of a crush. And he had a girlfriend. And I never crossed the boundaries of anything like that. I will not say that. But then one day, one of my friends found out that I had a bit of a crush on him and told him. And I was like, right, well, I'm not going to be friends with him anymore because it's like I'm not that person. Like, you know, I respect the sanctities of a relationship. Even at age 12, I was like, no, I'm not about that. And so I didn't really hang out with him that much and stuff. And then he came and spoke to me and had said, you know, oh, I've liked you for ages. And I was a bit like, you've got a girlfriend. And he said to me, there's a really deep Johnny Depp quote. And I was like, okay. And you know, when you're 12 years old at the time, this is all you want to hear. And he said, if you love two people, you should always pick the second one, because if the first one was right for you, the second one wouldn't have come along.
Oh, that's good.
And so then he was like, I'm going to break up with my girlfriend and go out with you. And I said no, because I didn't like that. No, but I didn't like if you're going to break up with your girlfriend because you like someone else, break up with your girlfriend. But I don't want to be involved in this situation. But it was the quote. It was like, actually, that's a really, really good point that links to what you're saying. And, you know, you might be in a relationship and you might be questioning whether there's someone better. If the person's right for you, there won't be anyone better. And if someone better comes along, then the first person
one's not right for you.
Wasn't right for you. In one way or another.
That's cleared that one up for me.
I don't know if it's Johnny Depp who said this quote, but he... yeah, it was a real interesting, turbulent relationship time when I was 12.
Oh, damn. Learn the life lessons young.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this has been a great episode.
Do you know what? I listened to last week's one and it was just absolute chaos on fire and I loved it.
I listened to it, so I quite like it. I quite like the chaos ones. They're all chaotic.
I love the chaos. We're chaos queens. I love it. Actually, one of my tattoos on my foot says chaos.
Does it?
I've got a tattoo on my foot that says chaos. And do you know what I decided? This was when I was violently drunk. I know you're surprised by that because I'm never drunk. But I got chaos tattooed on my foot and then I decided that when I'm a grown-up, on my other foot, I'm going to get calm. So right now I'm doing all the chaos and then when I settle down and I'm a grown-up...
When you're older.
When I'm older.
When you grow up.
When I grow up, I'm going to get
calm.
When I grow
up, I want to be calm.
Do you know what I mean? And then now I'm older and I'm like, you know what, just keep the chaos. Chaos is fun.
Chaos is fun. I enjoy the chaos. And talking of chaos, I need to go and find a tyre for my chaotic car situation. So...
Well, I hope you enjoy.
If you're happy, I'm happy to wrap it up there. Have you got anything else to say?
No.
You chaotic queen, you.
Thank you.
I'm feeling cozy. If you're watching on YouTube, I've got my little fluffy jumper on. That was weird. Okay.
Normally we get the weirdness out before. We get all the weirdness out before and then, but we didn't really do a debrief today, so.
No. My thumb really hurts.
Go fix your tyre. I'm going to go to the gym. Oh. That's everything I have to say.
Brilliant. Right. Guys, you know what to do. Subscribe, download, like, rate, comment. Follow all the socials. DM us / email us. Even if it's just to say hi. We love hearing from you. But that is all for this week's episode. Oh my goodness. One last thing. Look. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm holding up a Paw Patrol.
Is that a Paw Patrol advent calendar?
Advent calendar. Mm-hmm. Advent calendar. Right. It is. Do you know why?
I know why, yes, because I follow you on social media.
I just asked you, do you know why? You're like,
yeah. No, I do know why. You post you because it is the countdown to your birthday.
Countdown to my birthday. It is the countdown to my birthday. I need to eat number 4 and 5. Damn. Because my birthday's on the 25th of November. How exciting.
My anyway. Christmas tree is up.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm not really a I'm not really a Christmas crazy until I'm off work. But yeah, my flatmate said, please can we put it up? And I'm not about to crush someone's dreams and destroy the joy.
I love Christmas. I love Christmas so much that I decided to come back a week early from my travels last year to enjoy the build-up of Christmas.
Maybe that's what we can do when we do our platonic spoon, is we'll watch some Christmas movies together.
Yes, sounds like a plan. Genuinely, I have to leave now. Love you lots.
Love you too, babes.
Like jelly.
This is how we normally end. This is not the podcast ending. This is our end.
This is our ending, yeah. Cutesies.
Tell them we'll be coming in their ears.
Back in your ears. Coming in your ears next week. Love you, bye.